you've released this statement today, and I would like you to tell me a little bit about what you've said and why.
Well, the why is that I'm trying to just be as as upfront and honest with the public and everybody as I can be, that it's time for me to retire due to some medical issues that I'm working through. That to me is that's the hard part. The easy part is just to explain how fortunate I feel to have been the sheriff and to have worked at the sheriff's office for so long and to have at least made it this far through what's now a 32 and a half year career in law enforcement.
32 and a half years. Tell me about that. Where did you start and what were you doing 32 and a half years ago?
Yeah, 32 and a half years ago, I was a deputy at the Santa Clara County Sheriff's Office in 1985. And I worked there for a few years and eventually made my way, moved up to Sonoma County and lived here. And temporarily for 2 years worked at the Novato Police Department in Marin County. And then eventually in 1991, I found my way here to Sonoma County. And I've been here for the past, working here at the Sheriff's Office for the last 26 years.
Boy, and then for 6.5 years, I understand, you've been the sheriff. And I guess your official title is sheriff-coroner?
Yeah, in many counties, and Sonoma County is one of them. I think about 50 of the 58 counties, the sheriff is also the coroner. I'm not a medical doctor. I have doctors on contract that do the actual autopsies, but I am the person responsible for all coroner's issues in the county.
Mm-hmm. What would you say, let's just take the last 6.5 years, what would you say were some of the highlights of that time for you?
Yeah, one of the things when I became sheriff very early on, there were two things that I actually campaigned on that were very important to me, and one of those was bringing youth diversion, and intervention services for both gang and drug issues to take that countywide. I had been the chief of police in Windsor, and we had a local program in Windsor for a youth diversion program that was very successful. And as a sheriff, I wanted to take that geographically throughout the county because Sonoma County is a very big geographic county. And we're able to do that right now. I think that the sheriff's office is managing hundreds of thousands of dollars in contracts that are throughout the county, in the Sonoma Valley, in the West County, North County, Petaluma area, Santa Rosa area, where we're doing intervention and prevention services related to gangs and drugs. And I do that through a collaboration with the sheriff's office, manages the contracts, but I do that in collaboration with the district attorney's office, the probation department, and the Santa Rosa Police Department. So that's something for me as a highlight. I've been able to take that idea from Windsor, and through the work that I mentioned with these other people, we're now able to do this in a countywide format, which I think is important. And secondarily, one of the things that I was important to me to campaign on was to refocus the sheriff's office on making agricultural and rural crime issues and general peace issues a focus of the sheriff's office. Many people, it's easy to sit in the cities in Sonoma County and lose sight of the fact that over 90% of Sonoma County is unincorporated land. And the sheriff is responsible for that law enforcement. And so I wanted to reinvigorate that relationship between the rural community and the sheriff's office. And I think that's something that the sheriff's office has done. And if you talk to people at the Farm Bureau and Farm Watch and those groups, I think they'll confirm and tell you, because I hear them say it all the time, how happy they are now to have dedicated personnel at the sheriff's office that deal with their issues, because the rural residents have their own unique issues just like residents in the cities do. And so those are two things that I'm very pleased to have been able to accomplish.
Okay, and let's turn it around a little bit, and I would ask you, what is something that you would have liked to have done that you weren't able to accomplish?
Well, one thing I would have liked to, when I first became sheriff, that was during the Great Recession. I don't know if it was the Great Recession. I guess that's what they called it. It's not the Great Depression, obviously. But there was a significant recession in my first 3 years in office, and I knew that going in that we were in severe budget times. And about my first 3 years, we cut, I think, 130 positions from the sheriff's office, all different types of positions. And one of my goals was to get the sheriff's office back up to where it needs to be to truly effectively you know, do everything we that this community not only expects of us, but what they want, the services they want. And that is something that we have not been able to achieve yet. In fact, we just lost more services with this last budget. So that is something I regret. I would like to get the sheriff's office back up to its full staffing to where we can, you know, truly, truly, and I think we do a great job right now, and we're handling our calls and we're serving the public, but to have those extra, those really special directed services where we can really address some problems, you know, you need full staffing to do that. And right now we're just not there, and that's something that I wish I could have gotten to, both on the patrol side and in the jail side. We're very short-staffed in the jail. And the people that work in the detention division, the deputies, all of the professional staff, the managers, they've done a great job just coping and keeping, you know, the ship afloat with the low staffing. And so that is something I would have liked to have been able to accomplish on all areas of the sheriff's office, patrol and detention.
Okay. Some community members have raised objections to some of your policies. One of the ones that I've heard is the fact that working with President Trump and his immigration policies, rather than keeping an arm's length distance from those, how have you approached that, and how do you feel that you're accomplishing your goals there?
Well, most importantly, what I tried to explain to people is the sheriff, especially the sheriff, but any, I think, people in law enforcement need to follow the law. So there are many people, I shouldn't say many, there are some people in the community and around who just want some people in law enforcement to not follow the law, and I won't do that. I tell people all the time, I'm the sheriff. I don't make the laws. I just follow them. So there are some laws that are on the books that I follow that some people don't like. There are some other areas of discretion where we have discretion and we can choose or not choose to do that. And I've tried to find a balance there of being, you know, we're going to do this, even though I know everybody doesn't want it, or we're not going to do this. And I'm trying to find some compromise, and an example of that would be notifying ICE about inmates in the jail. There was a recommendation that came out of a citizens group, and myself and Rob Giordano, who's the assistant sheriff, we met with several groups from the ACLU, and we had very productive talks, and I couldn't agree with all their recommendations because some people were actually asking me not to report, you know, robbers and rapists to ICE, and I would never agree to that. And so I didn't agree with those recommendations, but I did say, well, we can possibly not report, you know, minor traffic violations. There are some things that we agree with you on, and so we adopted some of that. So I've tried to take as balanced an approach as I can, while also following the law, most importantly, and also doing my best to maintain public safety so you and everyone else is in Sonoma County can be as safe as possible.
Sure. And the other objection that I've heard was the way that the Sheriff's Department had handled the shooting of Andy Lopez. And can you tell me, from your point of view, what you did right and what you did wrong and how that played out in the public eye?
Well, one of the things that some people perceive that we did wrong was just the amount of communication we were able to communicate the public with. And at that time, although social media was active, we did not have a large social media presence or a dedicated a PIO at the sheriff's office. So
that would be a public information officer, yeah.
Yes. One of the things that came out of those recommendations and afterwards and some of the criticisms were you need more ability there. Then looking back at it, I agree with that. We could have put out more information. And so now we have partially as a result of that and partially as a result of we see the need also, there was an agreement on this. So now we have a full-time press information officer, public information officer, and we also have a full-time community engagement person who will go out and do that communication for us, because no matter how much we say we want the sheriff to be everywhere, you just can't. This county is too big. And I have people, myself and other people from the sheriff's office, are out doing things all the time, but we still can't be everywhere. So now we have a person full-time at the sheriff's office who will help coordinate that to be strategic in how we do that to try and meet as many needs as we can. We'll never be able to meet everybody's needs, but we can do our best to meet as many as we can. So I think that's important, and we'll be doing that. The other thing, one thing I think we did right was the way that we handled demonstrations about the event. There were, I think there was one minor arrest, but there was very little damage. No one was injured, And if you look around the country at that time at many other things that were happening around the country in Sonoma County, although there was disagreement and people were unhappy and there were demonstrations, there was no significant damage and no injuries. It was handled very peacefully, and I'm happy with the people of Sonoma County. I saw them exercising restraint, but I'm also was always extremely proud of my staff and my deputies and all of my people who did such a good job at being calm and helping maintain that order also.
So the current recall campaign has ended, I guess, with your decision to leave the office. Did the recall get under your skin at all, or did you just kind of take that in the course of events?
I would say I took it in the course of events, but I also took it seriously. I didn't take anything for granted. I haven't really heard anything about it in a long time. It hasn't been in the media, and so it had no effect on my decision. I haven't heard anything about it since I think they filed their papers and I filed the response, and I've never heard anything else about it. I don't know what the current status of it is, but I don't get the impression that there's a lot of steam behind that right now. And you're right, with me leaving office, it won't matter either way, but it didn't affect my decision at all.
Okay, you are temporarily leaving the department in what you say is good hands. Can you tell us about the detective Giordano? What's his title and how he's going to take over?
He's the assistant sheriff.
Assistant sheriff,
okay. He's the number two ranked person in the sheriff's office. He knows just about everything I know. He is a tremendous person of great, great character and heart. He also has a very easygoing nature and temperament, which I think is important in these times in law enforcement. And he's very versed on all of the topics that we're currently addressing at the sheriff's office, both internally within the office, all of our goals and projects, and externally. So there is absolutely no doubt in my mind that he is the best person to guide the sheriff's office for both the sheriff's office best needs and for the community's best needs until the people choose their next sheriff next year.
Right. I understand that he is not going to be running for sheriff, so that sort of takes him out of the politics of the thing.
Yeah, and I think that's good. I think I even said that in my statement. That,
yes.
You know, having him, since there's already announced candidates for the election that is now less than a year away, having someone who's not going to be involved in that, I think will allow him to focus completely on the sheriff's office and the community, and I think that's a huge plus.
Okay, finally, let me give you an opportunity to give a message to those of you who have those who have been your supporters, those who have been your opponents, what you'd like to say as you prepare for your retirement on August 1st.
I just want to say thank you. It's been an honor and a privilege to be the sheriff to the people that supported me and didn't. I know there's people who disagree with me, and I've met with many of those people, and I just, even in fact, the people who filed the recall against me, they came to the office and we met for an hour and just talked. So I was always willing to meet and talk with people whether we agreed or not, and I think that we need more of that in our society, I would say to everybody. The idea that we need more conversations with people we disagree with to try and find whatever common ground they can be, I think that would be better for all of us. And, of course, to the people who supported me, many, many groups over the years, the Farm Bureau, the Sonoma County Alliance, and there's too many to mention right now, individual people and groups and companies, just thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure and honor, and I'm privileged to have been able to do this.
Well, thanks for spending a little time with us.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.